Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL.
Superstar athlete Charlie Schaffer was the original Dean Disciple. This is Archansky with Thursday Sports Notebook. The Durham native died a week ago after a 10-year battle with progressive dementia and Alzheimer's disease. Just like Dean Smith, for whom Schaffer played basketball in the early 1960s, his cause of death was particularly cruel because he had the sharpest of minds. His fame as a litigator and sports impresario grew in Atlanta, where he went right after graduating from UNC Law School in 1967. Schaffer was a key figure in luring the 1996 Olympic Games to the city, along with its first Super Bowl and first two Final Fours. He never forgot his North Carolina or UNC roots. His torrid schedule, that also included nonprofit work with autism, could not keep him from an appointed trip to Chapel Hill to watch basketball or football, the other sport Schaffer played for the Tar Heels. He supported and served the Alumni Association and Rams Club, and donations since his death are being directed to the UNC Scholarship Fund in his name and that of his family. All his fellow Tar Heels remember this wonderful man and giant of an athlete in the ilk of Danny Talbot, who passed away last year. But because Schaffer became an influencer in Atlanta, that city owns him as much as we do. After he finished the football season, Schaffer joined the basketball program and was a guard on Smith's first three teams after he succeeded Frank McGuire. That meant he played on Smith's only losing team in 1962. But when sophomore Billy Cunningham joined senior Larry Brown on the 1962-63 Tar Heels, Schaffer was one of the first players to truly recognize the brilliance of Carolina's new coach. It happened in a game at heavily favored Kentucky in December, when Smith sent Brown into the middle of the new four corners offense they had honed at practice and called for a box and one with Yogi Petit shutting down Kentucky All-American Cotton Nash and Adolph Rupp's Wildcats. After the 68-66 upset, Schaffer told Smith, "That was the greatest game of basketball anyone has ever coached." And he stuck to that favorite performance, despite seeing more than 800 other wins. This is Archansky. See ya.